If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Something like 25 years that the Goodman Theater has been performing or putting on the production of A Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens show. And no one, and let me say that again to emphasize the truth, no one does this show like the Goodman Theater. However, I must say I'm a little bit frightened to introduce my next guest because it's hopefully he's in a good mood. Ebenezer Scrooge, Chick A. Johnson, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. So you rotate with another person who plays Scrooge, because I assume the Goodman did this because that role is so incredibly demanding. I mean, you're on stage just about every second of the show.
Almost. Yes. I share the role with Christopher Donahue. He's actually the main Scrooge. I'm just the alternate Scrooge. So I come in and give him a break. But it is a very demanding role, and it takes a lot out of you.
So you're the secondhand Scrooge.
The secondhand Scrooge.
How does that look on your resume? I was the secondhand Scrooge.
I would just put Scrooge.
You wouldn't put that in necessarily?
I wouldn't put secondhand Scrooge, no.
So where do you get all that meanness from? Are you really? Because they say, and you would know, I mean, you're legitimately, and for folks who don't know it, they will now. This is one of Chicago's greatest actors that I'm speaking to on the phone. And you often play in very serious roles, and much of this role is just that. But they say, Chick A, and you teach acting, they say that you have to find something within you as an actor to be believable in whatever role you're playing. Now, if that is true, are you really that mean at times down deep inside?
Well, I try not to be, but I think we all have a side of us that is not so nice, for lack of a better term. You pull from experience as an actor, and you it may not necessarily be your everyday personality, but we all have that side of us, the grumpy side, the mean side. We just keep it hid for the most part.
For the most part. I've been told, though, by colleagues of yours, you know, actors of all kinds over the years, that the most fun they've had in any role, and some, you know, really famous actors with very long careers, was playing the villain. And in a sense, Scrooge is a villain, at least he is at the beginning of the show. Same for you?
Yeah, I think villains are very interesting characters to play. They tend to be, in my opinion, they tend to be, especially like in movies and things, they tend to be written a little bit better. They give you a little bit more freedom. You know, the thing that comes to mind right now is like Batman and Superman. They're fun, you know, roles to play, but it's the villain who gets to kind of be, you can really just go wherever you want to go with a villain, you know. Villains are fun to play, actually. With Scrooge, I think Scrooge, I don't see Scrooge as a villain. I think he's lost his way, but he still has a heart in there beating around somewhere. You know, I think most villains, they're just kind of like, whatever. They're mean to the core. I don't know if Scrooge is so mean to the core. I think he's just kind of lost. He's built this iron heart, if you will, or this iron case, and put it around his heart because of the life he chose. But I think because of the change that he makes, he's not so villainy to me.
Dickens wrote this show a long time ago. It's interesting that it's still as relatable today, and I don't know why. Maybe that's human. Things change in the world. I mean, there weren't automobiles around when he did when he wrote this. There weren't airplanes, certainly. There certainly weren't computers. Yet, Right. Human nature? I wonder if that's the thing that doesn't change.
You know, unfortunately, there are a lot of things that stay the same. And I think it resonates with a lot of people because of, you know, the times that we live in. And those times seem to, unfortunately, repeat themselves. You know, we have a lot of people who don't have in this country and in the world. And we have a tiny bit of people or a tiny amount of people in this world that have a lot and are not willing to take care of others. And it just seems like the world is still going in the way of the few have a lot and the many have little. And I think that's why this story resonates with a lot of people. You know, it's can that change? Can a person who has a lot or have a lot, can they share? Can they help? Can they be part of the world and see the need in the world? And you know, some do. I hate to say it, but I think most don't.
So I had to actually look this up. A Christmas Carol featuring you, Ebenezer Scrooge, by Charles Dickens was written in 1843. Dickens wrote the novella in 6 weeks, and it was first published in December of that same year, which by any stretch of the imagination is a very fast turnover. The classic tale was published during the Victorian era. I wonder if we were talking to Charles Dickens right now, and I don't expect you to answer for him, but I wonder if he had any idea, or people like Shakespeare. I mean, if these folks had any idea that what they wrote would last long, long, long beyond their demise. Yeah. What do you think?
I don't think they did. I think they wrote a story from their, you know, from their heart. And I don't know if you ever really think something that you write or something that you create is going to take off, because as an actor, you know, you go into a role, you're given a role, you go and you work hard and you bring this character to life and you hope that people will take something away from what you do. But I never attack a character thinking, oh, this is going to be a great, I'm going to get a great response from playing this character. You know, people are going to love this character. They're going to talk about me and this character way into the future. You just kind of do your work and you focus on the work and you hope people will enjoy it. But I don't think Dickens or Shakespeare thought they were going to, that their works would be taken so far into the future and, you know, be loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a story beloved, I'm not sure that your character, eventually, do you think your character at the end of the show becomes beloved?
Yes.
Really?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I think he makes that change. He really takes it to heart. I think he grows and he sees that, you know, there's so much to give. There's so much when you become a curmudgeon or when you become someone who is a miser, when these people are, you know, you have to detach yourself from society in a way, you know. And so by opening yourself up to the world, you then have to really take a look at what's going on in the world. And I think he did. I think those ghosts coming to visit him helped him understand that even though he was giving away money and he was doing all this stuff, he's still rich. I don't see Scrooge going broke. I just think he goes, okay, there's need in the world. You know, there's need in the world and I can be helpful.
So there's a lesson there. I think we can all learn from. Scrooge is playing through the end of the year at the Goodman Theater on Dearborn Street. I have one quick question for you, and that,
sure,
Chick A. Johnson, is this: do you ever take public transportation?
All the time. I just took the train in today.
Okay, and the train is supposed to be there in 2 minutes or less, and 10 minutes later, you're still on the platform. When it finally comes, do you say, bah, humbug?
Sometimes. I think it happens more when I'm on the train and the train stops.
For unknown
reasons. What the heck is going on?
Yes, yes. We'll be starting soon, momentarily. And you hear that recording again and again and again. You can see Chick A. Johnson and again in A Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater. Thank you, sir. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Oh, he said Merry Christmas. Oh, by the way, I was expecting maybe a bah humbug right there. You will hear or can hear more of this guy with, and this is a first ever in the history of broadcasting. I interviewed on a podcast that you can hear at WGNradio.com, Booth 46, that's the name of the podcast, both the man you just heard from as Scrooge and Santa Claus in the same interview. That, my friends, is radio history.